Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Great to have you with us. 888-900-3393. Added Pat Unleashed on Twitter. A lot going on as always, and some interesting polls taken for the Democrat candidates. We'll get into that. First, let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're in pain, this is something that might really help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've been looking for something that, you know, can stop that inflammation, because most of our pain, I think 90% of pain is caused by inflammation. And so Relief Factor is a natural, 100% drug-free way to calm down that inflammation and stop the pain.
I love it.
Keith has some kind of weird pain in his leg and takes this, and whenever he's taking Relief Factor, it's better, right?
It's gone. It's gone. Seriously. And I love it, and I swear by it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't just deal with it. Try Relief Factor. So many people, it has helped so many people. Again, it's 100% drug-free. This was created by doctors. It's a natural way to ease your pain and get your life back. And you can start out with a three-week quick start for only $19.95. It's like a dollar a day for this trial pack. And then if it works for you, just order more. Like 70% of people who do the trial pack go on to order more. If it doesn't work, just stop ordering it. You're out $19.95. Get your life back with Relief Factor. A three-week quick start for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com and just give it a try. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right. At UC San Diego, some interesting things are being taught. There's a startling photo circulating, purportedly taken by a student at UC San Diego. This shows a snapshot of a disturbing and dehumanizing lesson being taught in class. Parallels between fetuses and cancer.
Ugh.
Features images of an unborn baby and a few bullet point descriptions. And then it actually shows cancer cells, comparing the baby to cancer. I mean, that's
hideous.
Wow. The fetus, a legitimate parasite, is what the first line reads, in a blatant attempt to liken the baby to growing cancer. It rapidly grows just like cancer as well. The baby, just like cancer, invades the body. And students can be seen in the picture diligently taking notes. Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Incredibly, the image of the unborn baby is one that clearly shows a human in the early stages of development. Using the phrase fetus is a common tactic by pro-choice opponents, abortion opponents, or proponents, in an attempt to dehumanize the unborn.
That's a shocking slideshow there.
Yeah, it really is. The fetus, however, is simply Latin for offspring, by the way. Bringing forth, hatching of the young. Merriam-Webster defines fetus as a developing human from usually 2 months after conception to birth. So, to compare a baby to cancer cells, just so despicable.
Yeah, just another way to dehumanize a human.
And they're doing it.
Terrible.
I guess that makes them feel better, you know, as they're aborting 60 million children and counting. It just makes them feel better.
That's a staggering number.
They can think, well, that's not even a human. It's just tissue. Okay. Well, if you say so. 888-900-3393. In North Carolina, their Democratic governor. Why does North Carolina have a Democrat governor?
Oh,
I guess North Carolina went purple a while ago.
Yeah,
right?
And the Research Triangle area, those three cities, they get a lot of intellectuals and scientists show up there to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it's become,
and that's what's happened,
quite a much more liberal state in the last 20, 30 years.
That's pretty obvious. They used to elect, you know, Republicans pretty consistently. Now, it's not as consistent. It's not as reliable. a Republican state.
Yeah.
So their Democrat governor, Roy Cooper, just vetoed a state-level anti-infanticide bill. Now, the House of Representatives and the Senate passed the bill, and it would have protected babies that were born alive.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
In failed abortions. Uh-huh. Okay? So then, all right, you got to give them medical care and treat the baby and keep them alive. No, the governor vetoed that bill. No, that's not necessary. Come on.
Wow.
We don't need that. Would have required that children who survive botched abortion attempts be given the same degree of life-saving medical care as a reasonably diligent and conscientious healthcare practitioner would render to any other child born alive at the same gestational age. Failure to do so would have been classified as a felony punishable with a fine of up to $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... I mean, I don't even know how you justify this kind of stuff. Or you say, nah, that's not necessary. Just let the baby die. Right there, and just put it down on the counter and
it's,
let it die.
It's so cruel.
How do you do that? He says laws already protect newborn babies, and this bill is unnecessary. It's an unnecessary interference between doctors and their patients. This needless legislation would criminalize doctors and other healthcare providers for a practice that simply does not exist.
Wait a minute.
In reality, current federal law passed in 2002 declares that abortion survivors are legal persons but impose no legal penalties for medical professionals who willfully deny them life-saving care after the fact. So they don't already have the law. They don't already protect that baby.
And he's saying you can't get between the doctor and the patient?
Right.
I'm sorry, you have another patient at that point, and it's the baby.
True.
So... Wait, what is wrong with having two layers of protection for innocent life? I love
Nothing.
This. This bill's unnecessary, so I'm going to veto it. It's going out of your mm-hmm. way to let babies die. And I thought it was in the same crowd that says if it just saves one life. Apparently not.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to the abortion discussion.
Not to babies. That applies to anyone but little newborn babies.
That only applies to gun control
mm-hmm.
and climate change.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't try to use that excuse.
I messed that one up.
With abortion. Mm-hmm. Stop it, Keith.
Sorry.
Also, how about the Uber driver that didn't want to take the woman to the abortion clinic? And he got fired for it. Uber fired him because... He wouldn't take the... I mean, he offered to take her back home where she could have called a cab or, you know, he could have dropped her off somewhere where she could have gotten other means of transportation to the stupid abortion clinic if she wanted. So, I guess you can't pick and choose where...
But that's a bullcrap.
You can't pick and choose.
No, these Uber drivers are... They're contract employees.
Right.
And when I try to Uber someone, that driver can decide, I don't want to take this. I don't want to go out of my way over there to go get him.
Right.
So, no, right. This is wrong. So wrong on many levels. Never mind religious objections, but continue. My gosh.
20-year-old woman in upstate New York intended to get an abortion. The nearby Planned Parenthood clinic did not have any available appointments. She didn't have a car, so she summoned an Uber to take her to the clinic about an hour away. Driver picked her up, began driving her to the destination. Based on the information she put into the app, there was no obvious way for the driver to know she was going to an abortion clinic. But apparently the driver had a hunch. Recounted the interaction with the driver on Reddit. My appointment was at 11:30. So at 9:58, my Uber driver arrived and he immediately seemed uncomfortable. How dare he seem uncomfortable?
Right.
How That's dare he?
Not acceptable.
How dare you be uncomfortable taking her to a place where she can end the life of a human being inside her? How dare you be uncomfortable with that? After about 5 minutes in the car, he asked, "Are we going to a Planned Parenthood?" I said no, because we weren't. But it set off alarm bells. He wouldn't that he would even ask about that. The destination I put in was just the name of the doctor and the address of the clinic. There was nothing that would suggest it was an abortion clinic. After a few more minutes, he asked, "Are we going to an abortion clinic?" I was shocked. I had no idea what to say. How about the truth, Pumpkin? So I just remained quiet. He then said, I know it's none of my business, but, and proceeded to mention something about his wife being pregnant, how awful the procedure was, and proceeded to explain it in graphic detail, and that there is so much they don't tell you. He then said, you're going to regret this decision for the rest of your life, and that I was making a mistake. What a pig.
This guy's an evil SOB.
He's an evil bastard. Mm-hmm. How dare he try to protect the life growing inside of her? How dare you? How dare you say anything to her about killing her baby?
And how dare you not just be complicit and
Thank you.
Do what you're told.
Right. Just shut
drive
up.
Drive your car.
Yeah.
And be complicit in this.
Shut up and follow orders, just like the Nazis did. What's the matter with you? Didn't you hear the Nazis? I was just following orders. She ordered you to go to the abortion clinic. You're just following orders. Shut up.
And there won't be a tip either, because I'm uncomfortable by your being uncomfortable.
After a little while longer, the driver pulled over and said he couldn't complete the trip. Good for him.
Yeah.
This is awesome, I think. Mm-hmm. He offered to take her back home, but said he would not take her to the clinic. They were approximately at the midpoint of the hour-long journey. So then the woman contacted her boyfriend. Why didn't you do that in the first place? She contacted her boyfriend, who informed the clinic she'd be late. Then she took a cab to the abortion clinic. Whoa! Oh, no. Wow.
They have those in what state?
I guess it's the state of New York? Have you ever heard of it?
I've never heard of a cab in New York.
That's perfect. I mean, can you imagine a place called New York?
Huh.
Is there Old York? I think so, actually. And so this newfangled York, though, I can't imagine they had cabs, but cabs. I guess they did. She reported the driver to Uber, which terminated him. Thank you, Uber. And also reported the incident to the police.
What?
What the hell? What are the police going to do about it? Hey, we had an Uber driver who didn't want to take a woman to an abortion clinic to kill her child.
Oh, man.
Can you have him arrested and beat him and, like, I don't know, poke him with pickle forks for a while?
This is an APB. Please look for an Uber driver who respects life and wants to save babies from death.
Please shoot on sight. Shoot on sight. She said she wants she wants to take legal action against him, but isn't sure yet how to proceed.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a way.
She wants to take legal action against this poor guy. Are you kidding me?
She would have made such a good mother.
Or not.
Or not. Man.
But somebody would have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Had she had the baby.
How selfish. I'm
could have given it up for adoption, and somebody would have been a good parent to it.
There are so many people out there.
Of course, we don't know. Was she going to give birth to a bunch of broccoli? I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. A Volkswagen.
You don't know this.
Buick. I don't know. Who knows what was in there?
And we'll never know.
Apparently. We'll never know now. I mean, she was forced to call a cab and her boyfriend. Which, why didn't she do that in the first place? This is crazy. This is crazy. She might have had to pay a little bit more money to the cab, right? Aren't you Ubers usually less expensive than a cab?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the whole point of an Uber, right?
Mm-hmm. Terrible story.
Terrible. I mean, one story after another that just outrageous.
But the guy's a hero, and I hope.
Yep.
I hope.
Yep. I hope somebody hires him. I wish we had the name.
Yeah, I've been actually looking to see if there's any update on this, and there's not. So
see if we can find out, because love to help him get a job. 888-900-3393, and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned? Maybe you never have. But if they itch, or you have some pain, or you're always asking people, what? No, I still didn't hear you. What? Excuse me? Maybe it's time to order some Wax RX. Because it's physician-developed, it's now available without a prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor to get this done. It's excellent technology. It works. And you're not jamming Q-tips into your ears where you might damage your eardrums. And certainly you don't want to put a flame up near your head with that candling. I don't even understand that process. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Just go to usewaxrx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout, and they'll throw in free shipping. It's a real solution for stubborn earwax buildup. Usewaxrx.com. Offer code radio.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
So, what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs? How many guys are they going to lose to abuse of some kind? Yeah. Kareem Hunt last year, right?
Yep.
With his, was it his girlfriend or his wife?
No, I think it was just a woman.
Just a
at the hotel
at a bar or a hotel or
yeah, in the lobby there.
Oh, that's right. Well, now it's Tyreek Hill, their speedy little
wide receiver,
mm-hmm. and the guy's got like 4.2 speed. He's super fast.
Yep.
And
Tyreek the freak.
And he apparently abused his child. There's audio of he and his girlfriend walking through an airport in Dubai. And I don't know if the girlfriend must have turned on her phone to record him. And he started talking about, you know, how his son had his arm broken. And she says to him, well, he said daddy did this. And Hill says something to the effect that, well, daddy does a lot of things. Do we have the actual audio? I think we do have the audio, don't we?
9 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Then why did he say daddy did it? Why? Why did he say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
Hmm. Probably a good point. But the conversation continued, and some more damning evidence on Tyreek.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too.
Not a good thing to say.
And then he called her B-word.
Yeah.
He's a class act, huh?
Yeah, very. And you know, it's really sad because he's super talented. Had an incredible future in the NFL. Chiefs have already basically dumped him. I mean, he's on what's called the commissioner's exempt list or something. He can't play right now.
Yeah.
And then they have to do something extraordinary to get him back on the list to play eventually. And that's going to take some doing.
And I know there's Chiefs fans out there that are screaming at the radio, but I'm pretty sure they drafted two receivers.
Yeah, they did.
They did? Okay.
Yeah. I know they drafted one real fast guy, and everybody was saying, well, this is to replace Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little planning ahead because they don't expect Tyreek Hill to ever play for them again.
Yeah, he'll be lucky to play in the NFL
ever
again.
Yeah, ever. And the thing is, he was working off his rookie contract, so I think that's a 4-year deal. So they start, you know, I mean, it's really good money, $500,000-something, $600,000. This year he was scheduled for $1.9 million. He's not going to get that.
Wow.
So he's ending his career probably before it really kicked into gear. And he, you know, it's not like last year he made $17 million and he's got that banked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really sad. You know, it's sad, especially sad for the kid, for the little boy and the girlfriend. But for his career, what a waste. Just how can you not control yourself when you've got so much on the line? First of all, if you can't just be a decent human being, a good man, at least think about your professional career and keep yourself in line.
Something's got to keep you in check, right?
Yeah. I mean, the challenge of, well, okay, if I just don't do something crazy, I'm going to make millions and millions of dollars in my career. I'm going to be a multi-millionaire, going to be set for the rest of my life. You can't just keep yourself under control. Just
don't screw this up, man.
And so often, they just throw it out the window like this. That's really sad. Too bad. 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Then you got good men like Dan Crenshaw, who handles himself so well. I've never seen this guy lose his temper, raise his voice.
Yeah, he keeps
get crazy about anything. You talk about being under control. Dan Crenshaw always is. Guy who lost his eye in service to his country, did several tours in Afghanistan. So then he's doing this outdoor speaking event, and a kid from the audience comes running up and starts yelling nonsense at him. Here's what happened.
TPUSA is for Nazis, and you should be ashamed of your service in Afghanistan. It was an illegal war of aggression by the United States. You should be ashamed of yourself, not proud of your service.
Shut up.
If you have to call somebody a Nazi, it's a good indicator that you haven't thought through your argument very well.
I don't know how I follow that.
That was fun. At least we had some a little bit of...
Okay.
But get more creative with your insults, man. Like, Nazi, come on.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a great
come on.
Point.
Like, Nazi, come on.
An illegal war of aggression. You should be ashamed of your service.
Guy's sitting there with a patch on his eye. Mm-hmm. And you got this little douchebag yelling at him that he should be ashamed. Are you kidding me? Excuse me? Jeez. Also, he spoke about the border crisis. This is great. And illegal immigration. This is the kind of stuff that I love about Dan Crenshaw. Hmm. This guy has a bright political future.
Sure does.
Here he is talking about the border crisis.
No más colados en la fila. Seamos pro inmigración.
A lot of people think conservatives are out of touch with respect to immigration. They think we're anti-immigration. This is far from the case. And I want to give you the right argument here for why we are pro-immigrant.
Okay. Yes,
pro-legal immigration.
Hazte la siguiente pregunta.
Wait, what?
¿Tiene un país el derecho a decidir
quién entra y sale por sus fronteras? Who comes in and out of the country?
El mes pasado,
last month, nearly 100,000 people crossed our border illegally. Ahora, ask yourself, is this sustainable? How can we absorb so many people? Who will pay for their education, health care, and law enforcement? Ask yourself, how is this fair to the many legal immigrants who work for years to obtain their citizenship or visa? Why do illegal immigrants have the right to cut in front of legal immigrants? Where's the justice? Here's the truth. Every sovereign country has the right to manage its border. There are plenty of ways to do that. We need to reform our asylum process, increase our resources at the border, which includes walls. We have to regain control because our system is overwhelmed. No more cutting the line. Let's be pro-immigrant. Prioritize the people who come to this country legally.
I'm Congressman Dan Crenshaw, and I hope that made sense to you.
It really did. Thank you. Yeah, it really did.
Yes, it did.
That is brilliant.
Yes.
That is so brilliant that he did it in Spanish.
And he does this stuff on social media.
Okay, he's great.
And he's not running for office until next year, 2020, so he's got a while, but yet he is out there. And I love it. And like you said, he kept his cool with the Nazi kid.
Completely.
And think about his Saturday Night Live thing.
Yes.
Kept his cool there.
That's right.
And ended up winning big.
He completely disarmed the whole tense situation. He could have made that guy look really bad to where, you know, maybe even his job was threatened. Instead, he went the other way. Don't worry about it.
Crenshaw, 24.
Pretty dang good. Yeah, I don't think he's even of legal age yet to run for president.
Yeah, but
I think he's under 35, isn't he?
I don't know.
But by 2024, he'd certainly be 35.
He is. He's 35 on the nose.
Oh, is he?
Wow. Okay. Just did turn 35 in March.
That's great stuff. I wonder, where did he become so fluent in Spanish? That's impressive.
Well, I mean, he's in Texas. I mean, maybe he has some influences there. I really don't know his background. Huh.
But he did what we should have done from the beginning. And that's...
Yes.
That's approach immigration from a positive standpoint, not trying to eliminate the negative, but pushing the positive. We're all about legal immigration. This country was built by immigrants. Yes, legal immigrants who came here and assimilated into our culture and society. They didn't come here and try to remain separate and build their own little Well, they did, in some cases, have to build their own little communities, but eventually they all kind of mingled together. But every group of people goes through that in the very beginning.
Yep.
The Irish were hated more than anybody. More than anybody. They were called Mix, because so many of them had Mick something, McShane, McPeters, Mick O'Reilly.
Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy.
Check this out. Born to American parents in Aberdeen, Scotland, Crenshaw grew up in Katy, Texas. His mother died of cancer when he was 10 years old.
Oh, man.
While his father worked in the oil industry, Crenshaw spent some time growing up in Ecuador and Colombia, gaining a proficiency in Spanish. He graduated from high school in Bogota, Colombia.
Wow.
And
those are mean streets, man. You talk about mean streets. Jeez. This guy is something else.
Well, he worked with Pete Sessions when he was congressman. Pete Sessions was congressman.
Pete Sessions sucks.
Wait a minute.
But we won't go back there. 888-900-3393.
But boy, great service in the Navy.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Bronze Star, Purple Heart.
He's got the Bronze Star, huh?
Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal with Valor. So he was in Afghanistan, Lieutenant Commander.
And you just love his demeanor. He's just so calm, cool, and collected.
He went to Tufts and Harvard, by the way.
Oh, wow.
This guy's lived a life.
And he didn't become progressive? That's great.
Right?
That's great.
Wow.
How about that point of, hey, why should these people who are breaking our law be put in front of all the people who did it the right way? Doesn't make any sense. Why are they favored over legal immigrants in this country? They come here, break our laws, and then demand all these rights. Pretty amazing. So good for him. Dan Crenshaw, definitely somebody to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
No pun intended.
No, I got it. Moving on.
Moving on. That's right. We're moving on.
Hey, there's Jeffy in the other room.
Hey, that's right. He's coming up in a few minutes with Chewing the Fat.
How's it going in there?
He's chewing the fat right now with somebody.
Yeah, he's too busy to look at us and make eyes. There we go. Okay. Wow. Oh, sorry to disturb you. We'll see you shortly.
Didn't mean to promote your dumb.
Yeah, our bad, dude.
Silly ass show.
Yeah, where's that available?
Wherever free podcasts are sold.
18? It's available at 18?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You should ask him that polling question, you know. Have you noticed gas prices going up?
Jesse? I don't know.
No, either.
Yeah, you'd
you
be in that 2%.
I don't know.
No, the question was, did you notice? It's yes or it's no. That's all.
You don't know if you notice? Come on, man.
Exact. Come on, man. 888-900-3393. All right. We've been talking about it this morning. If you believe in abortion, or sanctuary cities, we've kind of hit on both those topics. Then here's what you should do. Keep supplying money to AT&T with your cell phone service or Verizon. Because if you're doing that, they're pumping Planned Parenthood full of cash. And supporting, you know, causes like the ACLU and trying to get your gun rights taken away from you. Big Mobile has given up to hundreds of millions of dollars to all these progressive causes and candidates. That's why Patriot Mobile was created. So conservatives have a place to come together. Now you get the same nationwide coverage for actually less money and without the unintended consequences of the big mobile companies with Patriot Mobile. Now you probably worried that, you know, changing your service is going to screw everything up. It's not. It's really easy, and it won't cause you a bunch of hassle. You get the, again, same nationwide reliable service, unlimited talk and text, and plans that start as low as $25 a month. And every month you're supporting causes you actually believe in. Mention The Blaze when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/blaze for free activation today. You can make a difference, but it takes action. Make the switch today. 1-800-8-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/blaze.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
Hey, and Jeffy's here with Chewing the Fat. which, by the way, is the name of his podcast as well.
Oh my gosh, you do a podcast?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do a daily podcast, Chewing the Fat. Available wherever free podcasts are sold. You can get it anywhere. Are you happy with that one, Keith?
I'm pleased.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to, I know this weekend was the big Avengers weekend, and everybody was, you know, scheduled to see Avengers. Some people are scheduled, you know, at a later date.
Labor Day weekend?
I've got mine.
That's when I'm... are we going together for that?
I mean, I went to these AMC theaters at a mall, and there were lines out the door for Avengers.
I believe it, yeah.
And I took my daughter to see another movie. But my point of the story is that
I watched a trailer.
Wanted to go see 5 Feet Apart.
What's that?
5 Feet Apart?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. She's been itching to see it. It's about cystic fibrosis.
Right, okay.
It's sad. And for whatever reason, she wanted to see it. So.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Was it good, though? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was sad enough to, you know, bring well up, and everybody's happy.
Wait, did you cry?
The audience is crying.
You did not cry. You don't cry. You don't have tear ducts.
No, I made jokes about 65%. The people sure did not like it at all.
You made jokes to keep from crying during
yes,
it, right?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't funny.
But we're watching this trailer, and the trailer is for this new comedy, The Hustle, with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, and it's supposed to be, you know, a comedy which does not look funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really bad, but it's rated PG-13 with crude sexual content and language. Now, if you think that really made me angry, because I was thinking that made me think of Unplanned, and there's no way that Unplanned should have been rated R.
I don't think so.
Unacceptable as rated. When this movie, if you even the trailer is R, but it's PG-13 with crude sexual content and language.
Jeez.
As a disclaimer, it just was just agonizing. I mean, it just made me angry when I was watching. I was like, are you kidding me? That this is rated PG-13? Stop it. Also coming up, good news for you. I know, Pat, you love, you know, Saving Private Ryan and Forrest Gump. Two big movies for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I do love Forrest Gump.
And Private Ryan was great, too. But Forrest Gump, think of this, 25th anniversary coming up. They're going to replay it.
That is unbelievable.
Fathom Events is going to bring it back this summer in June. And they're bringing back Private Ryan in the 1st of June to celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So you'll be able to see those at the theaters again. You know, I was reading about that. Hanks didn't take any pay for those movies, both those movies. And they came out like 94 and 98. So within a 7 year period of making those movies, maybe those two movies together.
Certainly had a portion of the proceeds.
The back end.
Yeah.
He made like 30 or 40 million from Ryan and 60 million from Gump.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good payday.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good payday. You want
to
pay?
You have to bet on yourself, though. You have to bet on yourself in the movie. And he did.
And he did.
Worked out.
You aren't lying. It did.
Mm-hmm.
We had the big NFL draft. I know where the draft is finally over, but 600,000 people attended the draft in Nashville.
It was 3 days.
Amazing.
Wow. There were over 200,000 at a time.
I mean, it was
unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Did you see did you watch any of it?
The sea of people,
It looked like millions.
And they were outside in the rain.
Yeah, they didn't care.
It looked like the TV numbers were kind of flat. You know, ABC went up a little bit, like 20%, but the overall, all three networks combined, it was just about the same.
It's because everybody was out there at the draft. Yeah,
next year is in Vegas, so we might have a few more people than this year.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
Big news this weekend. Also, as long as we're talking a little football, Sebastian Janikowski retired as the highest paid kicker.
Did he?
In the NFL?
What is he like? 56 now?
He made $53 million over his career. That's not a bad deal for a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, his story is amazing, right? He retires after 19 years, never missed a kick inside the 19-yard line. Came to the United States in 1994 from Poland, was going to high school in Florida, and one of his buddies says, hey, why don't you just come out to the football field and try to kick a football? Okay.
the rest is history.
And the rest is history. When he asked what the longest field goal, he claimed the longest field goal that he kicked in high school was 82 yards.
Wow.
82?
That's what he claimed.
Was it a windy day?
I'm just saying, I don't know that I buy it. But that's what he claimed.
Huh.
Without hesitation.
Wow.
82. That's a long way to kick a field.
Do you have the fun fact from the year he was drafted in the year 2000? There's one player left from that.
I mean, that's the point of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. We all know who that is.
Oh, really? Tom Brady is the last man standing from the 2000.
That's awesome, man.
Janikowski probably wind up as the second kicker in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. And Vinatieri is probably, I don't know.
And Vinatieri probably will too.
Wait, who's the first besides Morten Andersen? Is there any other ones?
Is it Jan Stenerud?
Maybe, but I mean, are you talking about just kickers overall?
Because
Ray
Guy's
there,
kickers.
Right? Huh? Ray Guy's there, right?
But Ray he's Guy's, a punter.
Talking
field goal kickers.
Yeah. Jan Stenerud.
Jan Stenerud.
Morten Andersen.
Oh, Anderson's in there now. So, there's a couple. Okay.
Oh, but yeah, he goes. He's
for sure.
First, first time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be silly not to put him in. That's just great. That'd be like not putting Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That'd just be stupid. you couldn't see that. That wouldn't happen. I want you to just close your eyes for a second. This is my favorite story from Chewing the Fat this week. I want you to close your eyes for a second.
In a room with Jeffy, you're going
to
close your
eyes. Even if you're driving and listening to the show today, just be careful. The guardrails will let you know when you swerved off the road. Closure. Think to yourself, Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. Now think to yourself, Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And think of those two as a hot couple.
What, like
my favorite
romantically?
Story. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Are an item.
Apparently, this was in her little memoir that they released.
What?
And they have text messages, pictures, videos. She texts him, Calvin, you fill me so full. I've never felt like I was going to explode in so many ways. Snoop Dogg called her SWC.
Everything
for
I know.
Skinny white chick.
Stop.
That was my favorite story of all. Even if it's not true, it's too good.
How weird is that?
Is it May 1st or April 1st?
So wait, it's in her memoir?
Yeah, there's a book that came out that she talked about the relationship. And they've done shows. They've got the show. You know, they've done shows together with Snoop and Martha's potluck dinner party. I love it.
That's a weird combination.
You can't.
But they do a show together, huh?
You can't stop love.
Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party?
Is it on the Food Network?
Where have you found love?
Is it a one-time thing?
VH1. It's on VH1.
Okay.
Wait, then there's this weird picture. What is happening to Everything I Know?
What do you mean? A couple's in love. What's your problem?
How about that? Hey, look at that. Is that photoshopped?
No.
There's a picture of...
None of these are photoshopped. That's the problem.
There's a picture of the two of them together, and Snoop's got, you know, her in his loving arms.
Think about it.
Beautiful. Stare
if you're
cameras.
If you're driving with your eyes still closed, you can open them back up.
You may not want to. Wow.
Speaking of love, the world is all in love with the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. We're all excited
mm-hmm.
about because we've got the burkini on the cover mm-hmm. for the first time in history. And look, mm-hmm. young girls who wear a hijab should have women they look up to in any industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get it. I understand it, and it's okay. But isn't it the idea of
isn't
wearing...
Isn't it defeating the whole purpose? I don't care about the swimsuit edition. I don't subscribe to it. I don't buy it. I can't go that far. But isn't the point of it to show these beautiful women in all their glory?
Yes.
And then you put a burqa on there. What is the point of that?
Isn't the point of wearing the hijab and the burqa?
So that you're not exploited.
So you're not exploited.
Right?
You're not supposed to show yourself off.
So now you put them on the cover.
You put them on the cover of a swimsuit and it being exploited? I don't understand.
It's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
It's asinine.
Wait a minute. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, they're a thing? For real? Come on, man.
I love it. But the whole Sports Illustrated thing is really agonizing. I don't understand why that's such a big deal.
And
because we don't make a big deal. If you wear one, great.
Yeah.
I don't care. Great. It's good for you.
Yeah.
But, if I want to see a swimsuit, if I go to the beach, if you go to the beach and want to wear that, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Hey, I don't care what you wear at the beach. In fact, a lot of people you might say it's better just to wear nothing at the beach, but that's just me. But I don't get the idea of celebrating on the swimsuit edition.
Not at all.
It just doesn't make any
sense. That's why this Babylon Bee article is so funny. Celebrating the burkini. Babylon Bee is a Christian satirical
really
website.
Funny. Really, they do a great job.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue features first ever Baptist model in floor-length denim skirt. She's got that little school marm bun on the top of her head. She's wearing a full-length skirt. Really funny.
Really funny.
In a controversial move, Sports Illustrated has unveiled photos of its first ever Baptist swimsuit model. See, this would never
really
happen.
Right.
This would never happen.
Thank you.
But you could do the Muslim thing.
And it's celebrated as this great thing.
Oh, yeah. It's so, wow. Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you, Sports Illustrated.
Right. It's.
So here's one of the quotes that Babylon Bee attributes. Christians quickly praise the decision. We are glad SI finally sees the value of modesty. A woman mostly covered from head to toe is a great precedent to set, and we hope more models going forward will be dressed this modestly.
There you go. I mean, you can take the same thing, right? The quote from the Sports Illustrated.
Funny.
We're now seeing politicians, businesswomen, television reporters, and other successful hijab women. You could take that with, you know, take hijab out of that and put in, you know, the Baptist wearing modesty women in visible roles, and it sends a message that we're successful. I mean, that's the message we need to be sending.
Yeah,
same thing.
You know, it never happened with the Baptist.
Not a chance.
Or the Mormon.
Oh my gosh,
it wouldn't.
No.
And
no.
So this glorifying the burqa thing is so pathetic. It's just
sure
pathetic pandering.
It's
all it is.
Definitely is.
All right, 888-933-93. Get to more Chewing the Fat in just a second. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock, because this could save you a lot of money and an awful lot of hassle. If your home's title is stolen from you, it's almost impossible. It's so hard to reverse this process.
Don't be the horror story.
Imagine being evicted from your own home for not paying a home equity loan that you never took out. It's exactly what happened to a Portland couple. Right. And you might be the next victim. But the crime is home title fraud. And here's what this Portland couple wrote. A year ago, I had no idea what or how common this crime was, but the consequences have been devastating. Home titles are kept online, and that's where criminals found them, like they did ours. I thought I had an okay renter in one of my homes. I was wrong. The police called it title fraud. My tenant forged his name onto my home's title and borrowed $200,000 using my property as collateral. Then he took off, and we didn't find out anything about this until we started getting the foreclosure notices. Now,
wow. Yeah, you don't want to be the horse.
If you want to wait till it happens to you, I mean, I don't know why you would.
No kidding.
Because for just pennies a day, you can protect yourself and your home with Home Title Lock. It puts a virtual barrier around your home's title. I have it. I hope you'll get it too. You can find out if you've already been compromised by going to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report. Go to HomeTitleLock.com before it's too late. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right, more of Chewing the Fat.
Hey, I know yesterday you talked a little bit about Woodstock 50 being canceled.
Yeah, it's apparently back on.
They say no.
Yeah, it's back on.
I mean, the people that were involved are saying they vehemently deny that it's called off. And they're going to sue the guy that pulled out. They had a big investor that pulled out that was telling everybody that it was called off and couldn't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying no, it's still happening. Now, the question is, nobody knows, quite sure understands how they're going to pull it off, because it's a pretty big event that a lot of things still need to happen. But good luck. I don't know that. I'm guessing it's probably not going to happen, right? I mean,
you think it's not going
to
happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bells and whistles that need to happen with these events behind the scenes, and that it doesn't seem like it's going to.
What if they get Iron Butterfly though?
Well. Do they have Iron Butterfly locked
sure? No. You can't just willy-nilly grab Iron Butterfly.
Well, you can find a helicopter that somebody's not using.
Out? I mean, don't just throw Iron Butterfly out of there. I mean, right. If they had them, of course the show's going to go off.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be a problem.
You just got to find a helicopter and someone can loan you for the day.
But, I mean, there are huge stars lined up for this thing. Jay-Z.
I know.
The Killers.
Yeah, I know.
Chance the Rapper. One of my favorite artists
Chance.
Of all time.
Yeah,
he's great. Black Keys. Robert Plant. Is going to play.
Maybe Snoop and Martha will stop by.
You never know.
Yeah.
You can always hope.
Faux shizzle.
Oh, Dead and Company are going to be there. Now, how much? I know your love for Dead and Company.
You
it
can't.
Knows no bounds.
You can't.
John Fogerty, who was at the first one, going to be at the 50th.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of cool.
It's, so is Santana.
Nice to get some of the first ones there.
Yeah. Right? John Sebastian, Country Joe McDonald, Canned Heat.
There's another guy, Country Joe McDonald. Oh, man. The work that he's done in the last 50 years.
I love Canned Heat, too. Going up the country. I'm going up the country. Riding my motorcycle for a Geico commercial.
Got to hold your nose next time.
Also, Hot Tuna will be there.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So this is no downstream festival. This is first class.
Wait, you're not going to hit the rim shot after saying Hot Tuna, not a downstream festival? That's a nice little double entendre there. All right, whatever.
Tad late. Okay. But Hot Tuna
is... Hot Tuna's going to be there. There's no downstream
festival. All right.
Kind of lost something there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Would have lost it in the beginning. I don't know about the first time.
No.
So anyway,
so horrible.
Yeah, I hated them then. I hate them now.
Really?
Their music. I don't know them personally.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know you don't. You know you turn the song up when it comes
out. No, I do not.
You absolutely do.
No,
you,
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Do not. Pat.
Yes.
Don't lie. I mean, you know you do. You're alone in the car. You know you do.
Don't. Car.
No.
Yeah,
crank that up.
All right.
Yes, you do.
Wow, he's adamant. What is his deal on this?
He must be out of stories. He just
No. I'm actually deciding which one to go for you because this story here is so good.
Okay.
And this other, I've got two stories that are really good that I love. One guy, we'll do both of them. One guy busted for driving with the mannequin in the carpool lane. I want to start doing
this. Oh, I love that.
I want to start doing that.
Yeah, how do they bust you on that anyway?
Well, they just take pictures, right? The picture of him, you have the picture of him, and you can see that it's a mannequin. It's got the seatbelt on. Uh-huh. It's got the hat on. So if you're watching on Blaze TV, you can see.
Skinned lady.
I know. But then they have a couple of front shots that they take, and you can. I mean, I love it. I say great idea.
You know what? He messed up here. He went with this like super hot chick or whatever. He should have just put you in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. And maybe someone wouldn't have been analyzing that photo so closely, but that's the job I want. I want the job of the guy who has to zoom in and try to see, is that a mannequin or is that a human being?
I mean, the fine is $200, right? The fine is $200, so it might be worth it. If they finally catch you, you're probably about the same that you would have paid, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just think that I always think about that because they always say multiple people, a cheaper price. Mm-hmm. Okay, well... I mean, sometimes I'm riding with my kids in the back. Mm-hmm. Does that deduct it from me? I don't think it does. Mm. I don't think they do.
Well, I'm going to court next week and try to save $75 on that red light camera incident where I didn't come to a complete stop before turning right.
Is it a one-day thing, or they're going to make you come back?
I don't know, but I've got it all laid out. And
I can't wait to see if that'll be worth sticking it out.
Me too.
Because they're going to try to.
I've been mad at my son for not fighting the ticket he got for the seatbelt for quite some time. So don't back out.
I'm not. And this was a right-hand turn. This wasn't like I blew through a red light or something.
You still got to stop, though. I mean, it's a law.
Do you really? Is it a law?
All right.
Oh, shoot.
What else you got?
Powerlifter Mary Gregory, biological male competing as a transgender female, setting 4 women's world records in one day at the Raw Powerlifting Federation event. Oh, Masters World Squat, Open World Bench Press, Masters World Deadlift, and Masters World Total.
When are they going to stop this madness?
Congratulations.
When will they stop it?
I mean, she was saying how welcoming everyone was.
Her fellow competitors were welcoming?
No, they were not.
No.
And there was also other people, former Olympic people that were saying, this is a male body with male physiology.
Right. And, this is cheating.
It's unplaced,
this is unfair
playing field.
Right.
This has to stop. When are we going to stop this? Have a separate event. Have a trans event. But don't do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see that. I want to talk about that a little more.
I figured.
Coming up.
Baby, you wanna go.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
AAA 900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. We're going to talk about this real problem where people are so discriminatory against trans persons. You're going to get into that in a minute. There's such hate that is
everywhere,
that is circulating in our communities and the sports world. particularly.
Yes.
We're going to try to address some of that in just a minute. First of all, here's a tweet from Darth Vader.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was dead.
Nice.
We darn.
Apparently not. Huh. The NCAE, the North Carolina Association of Educators, has adopted the Antifa logo, almost, for their May 1st walkout, which is today. So to celebrate their May 1st walkout, which May Day, another wonderful communist celebration. So really happy to see that not only are they walking out on May Day, but they've also adopted Antifa's fist logo. And then, instead of putting Antifa underneath it, though, they put NCAE.
Look at that.
Strong students, strong schools, strong communities.
See?
Strong Marxism.
Wow.
We're not supposed to notice that.
Oh, you know they did that on purpose, too. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Also, a South Carolina middle school teacher is facing serious criticism after she sent a letter to students telling them to put in more effort. What?
What?
Dare you tell
people? How dare you talk to my child that way? She's more effort?
What do you think you are? A teacher? Come on, teacher. Progressive reports are coming out soon. The letter reads in larger bold lettering. It continues, "No, you cannot do extra credit to bring up your grade. If your grade is so low that you need help, it's most likely because you've chosen to do little to no work this grading period." Mm-hmm. In which case, history tells me that even if I did give you an assignment for replacement credit, you probably wouldn't do it anyway.
How
dare she not baby these kids? How dare she ask something of them? What? You give them homework and you expect them to do it?
I mean, is she still employed?
I hope not. I hope not. No, a lot of parents are pissed.
Yeah, the district is handling a personnel matter right now. So they can't talk about this.
If you're sick and tired of the way your kid's education is going, there's something you can do about it. Public school, you know that it's mostly controlled by progressives. They've taken over, and they're indoctrinating our kids. Now, there's some exceptions to the rule. Maybe you love your school, and that's great if you do. But if you've been having trouble with what your kids are being taught and the fact that Common Core has infiltrated the classrooms and they've just messed up education, take this action. Go to freedomforschool.com and check out Freedom Project Academy. It's an accredited, classical online education built on Judeo-Christian values for students from kindergarten all the way through high school. You're going to love this. They've taken the interaction of the traditional classroom and created an online atmosphere. Students across the country are instructed by live teachers in small classes. Mm-hmm. And they teach the kids how to think, not what to think. So important. Take back control of your kids' education. Don't let them be indoctrinated by the public school effort and the public school teachers associations that are essentially communist organizations. Go to freedomforschool.com. That's freedomforschool.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Also have some tweets here to deal with. Mostly vegetarian Caleb tweets. Comparing a baby, this was from a story last hour, comparing a baby to a cancer cell, that's how you get the people on the fence to come to your side. Not. Mike Lee sat on me couch, tweets. It's unfortunate that the left has hijacked the word intellectual as well. Plenty of conservative intellectual thought, but just like the moral high ground, they claim the intellectual one too. Potato O'Rourke, tweets. I'd like the president to stress the correlation between the increase in measles and the huge presence of migrant aliens.
I like it.
It's not about compulsory vaccines. Hmm. Also, smallmouth bass Kurt, I guarantee that little Betta was bragging to all his beta friends how brave and heroic he was.
Oh.
Doing that with Crenshaw. Little Betta?
Yeah, little
Betta?
Yeah, little Alpha, mm-hmm. Beta. Yeah,
okay, so Beta.
Kid.
Mm-hmm. Gropey Joe's Cafe. Gotta love how that little boy stomped off after calling Crenshaw a Nazi. RA Podcast. Martha Stewart experiencing with a new type of baking. Snoop marijuana brownie thing.
There's a reference to that's some kind of cooking. You know, I got to thinking, they actually are kind of a cute couple. I mean, they're both convicted felons, so they have that in common, right?
Was Snoop convicted of
something? I don't know, Snoop. I don't know. Is Snoop convicted of
anything? Yeah, he spent a lot of time in prison. Yes.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Unfairly.
You're probably right, Jeffy. That guy's got to be clean as the driven snow. You know he is. Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the Blaze. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You know how that we're always said that, you know, the Pennsylvanians, we hold on to our Bible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't like that about us.
No.
But what we decided to say is that heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders.
Uh-huh.
So let that sink in.
Mm-hmm. It's, right? It's
seriously
sinking
think about it.
Right now. That's a good point. Thank you, Carol. It is sinking right now. But again, as she mentioned, she's from Pennsylvania, where Barack warned us about Pennsylvanians.
They cling to their guns. Religion. Antipathy toward people who aren't like them.
Antipathy toward people who aren't like
them. Anti-immigrant sentiment.
Anti-immigrant.
Anti-trade sentiment.
Right. They're a little racist and little homophobes.
That is outstanding audio.
Oh, my gosh.
That guy.
Unbelievable. All right. And a lot of people are clinging to their antipathy for transgendered people as well. And you brought this story to us a few minutes ago, Jeffy. I think it deserves
a little bit more
inspection. You had a transgender female weightlifter who just smashed multiple women's world records in a single day.
Huh.
I think that's wonderful.
I do too.
Wow, what a dark horse in the competition, wonderful. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
because this is a hateful world, a lot of the female Olympic medal winners are crying foul.
Say it ain't so. Come on.
Babies. They're actually trying to say that because this person is biologically, which means nothing, a man, right? But they identify as a woman. And they're saying that makes a difference.
Right.
What kind of world is that?
I don't know. I don't know. The world of make believe, I guess.
Right. Next time, teachers are going to ask kids to study.
Oh, you don't want that. No. No. We got anybody who does that needs to be fired. Powerlifter Mary Gregory, actually a biological male competing as a transgender female, set 4 women's world records in one day at a Raw Powerlifting Federation event. I usually don't miss these. I'm surprised I didn't see it when it happened.
The Raw Powerlifting events?
Yeah.
It probably is in the auto queue of your DVR. You just got to go and check it later.
So here's the world record she broke.
ESPN 8?
Masters World Squat broke that record.
Yeah.
Open World Bench Press.
That was a struggle.
Was it?
Did you see that one? I did catch this one. That was a struggle.
Did you see the Masters World Deadlift?
No, you're
probably in the kitchen or the bathroom. And then the Masters World Total. She broke that record as well.
Wow.
Oh,
she's such a hero to my kids.
Right?
I mean,
what Mary said after the event.
Okay.
As a transgender lifter, I was unsure what to expect going into this meet, and everyone, all the spotters, loaders, referees, staff, meet director, all made me welcome and treated me as just another female lifter. Thank you. Yep. But then you get to the hate.
Yep.
You can't just
stop at the love.
The sore losers.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Pair of Olympic medalists who happen to be biological females.
Again, losers.
Yeah. Is that Mary's fault that they're biological females?
No.
Sharon Davies, who won a silver medal for Great Britain in the 1980 Summer Olympics. Well, okay, there you go. She's old school.
Yeah,
she can't join us in this century. Yeah. She said this hateful thing. Gregory has, quote, a male body with male physiology, unquote. And that, quote, woman with female biology cannot compete. It's pointless, unfair. It's a pointless, unfair playing field.
Thank you. I mean, we've said it forever.
She's a sore loser. That's what I'm saying right now.
Well, she doesn't have a world record.
Kind of sensitive.
Right? She got just an Olympic medal.
That's right. Scoreboard, okay? Scoreboard, hon. You can say whatever you want about biological this, biological that. Somebody said, what's your favorite word? Scoreboard. That's my favorite word. Scoreboard. Puddin'.
Take a look.
Replying to Davey's tweet was Dame Helen or Dame Kelly Holmes, who won a pair of gold medals in the 800 meter and 1500 meter races for Great Britain just in 2004. Here's what this hater said. It's a bloody joke. That's a British swear word, too.
I know.
Wow.
Wow. She even used...
We should probably edit that out of the podcast.
Uncouth language.
Naughty.
It's a bloody joke. And get all ready for biological women to boycott certain events. Have a trans category if you need
to. Right. Who's against that?
I don't know.
Just do that.
Otherwise, I'm starting to worry about the backlash and abuse that the trans community will get from spectators. It will happen. I don't know about the spectators, but the athletes who are competing against them are never going to be happy with this.
No, no. And so, I mean, they're not even going to participate, right? That's what she's talking about, is that they'll just say, well,
they'll boycott it.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Now, you know, maybe that's a good idea to create a trans category. And then just, because obviously the world now is about 83% trans people.
83? Is that?
Yeah, it's about 83%. And the other,
I don't think it's that low.
Then there's,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's kind of lowballing that figure.
There's 83% trans, 16% homosexual.
Okay.
And the rest is made up of various other, you know, bisexuality, haters.
Wait.
Hate mongers, mongers in hatred, right. Eunuchs.
How many heteros are left?
0.6%.
Oh, yeah, low.
0.6%. Wow, I always wanted to be a minority.
Yeah, you are now.
You are.
Yes! Congratulations. Congratulations. How many times have we said, and this is what it might take, is all of this infiltration into the sports world? Because, I mean, you are negating Title IX now.
Oh, yeah.
You're just taking that away from women. I mean, that was a huge victory for women's sports.
Big time. Oh, big time. Huge. And now you're
saying, you're destroying it.
That's gone. And now you're even taking any records, anything that the females have to hang on to as far as, hey, this is our record and this is what we're proud of, that's gone.
And the big thing now for the Democrats in the House is the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big push for that. I would love for them to address this right here, stories like this.
Well, I mean, they'll just say that they're women, right? It doesn't matter. They're trans. Sure, they're trans, but that's still a female.
Uh-huh.
This identity thing that you just have to identify as... Yeah. They're going to find that that's going to be the death of that movement. It has to be, because you're talking about bathroom abuse and sporting abuse. And again, it's not even necessarily the trans people that you worry about. It's some fraudulent heterosexual who's going into a bathroom claiming to identify as a woman. That's already happened multiple times.
I mean, that's what the argument was. And the argument wasn't that we were concerned about the actual trans people.
Person. Yeah. And they discount it as if it can't happen. Like it's the most ridiculous thing in the world to worry about. Well, it's already happened. And we've had it happen with people in this building. Well, they used to be in this building. I don't think they are anymore. But
at a Target.
Yeah. There was one of our employees here had that happen to them in Target. There was some guy leering at him in the men's room. They went to an employee and said, yeah, well, we can't do anything about that because it's a policy. Oh, you can't do anything about a man standing in the women's bathroom, leering at the women?
I can.
Yeah. Well, and that's what will happen eventually, right? Somebody's going to take that into their own hands. Then you're going to be sorry about your Target policy. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Riduzone. Riduzone acts as sort of an in-body stoplight for you because what naturally stops your body from eating more food when you're full is OEA. That's what sends the signal to your brain that you're full. But for some of us, that signal isn't strong enough, and that's why.
I've been out of OEA for quite some time.
We present you the evidence in the orange couch.
OEA. Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So get your body some help. It's called Riduzone. It contains OEA, and that's it. It doesn't have caffeine in it. This isn't a stimulant that's going to make you all jumpy and nervous and whatever, jittery. It will just act as your stoplight. It strengthens that signal to your brain so you can feel fuller naturally. Willpower only gets you so far. And right now, I don't have any. That's why I need Riduzone. And it's important to remember, again, it's not a stimulant. Go to Riduzone.com. Riduzone.com. You can get a special offer right now at Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed. This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
I'm going up the country. Baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country. Baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before.
Hey, you can hear that live on at Woodstock 50.
Woodstock
in
50.
Just a few months now.
Wow, that's
just
awesome.
A few months. Countdown is back on. We thought it was canceled yesterday. Nope.
They say no.
Nope. Can he yeah, be doing no. Going up the country live?
Think about
can't
it.
Wait.
I'm excited. I am excited.
That doesn't even begin to describe what I'm feeling right now
okay.
about seeing Going Up the Country live. Wow. Because I was too, you know, I was 9 when that happened.
Right.
So, I mean, this is my real chance to really soak it in and enjoy it.
Yeah, you want to go?
Oh.
Up the country?
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do a road trip
let's
up
do
there
it.
And we can do the show. And
let's do it.
Give us a chance to hang out and bond. You want to do that? You want to go and hang out? And
no.
Jeffy, you want to come and see the concert
you know what
together?
I just remembered.
What?
How? Oh.
That's that weekend,
oh,
Jeffy.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. That's
scheduled.
Not that weekend.
Wait, what weekend are we talking? Wait, what's that weekend?
Keith, look, just take some pictures, Keith. Mm-hmm. Let us
and
send
in fact,
them back.
Can you even tell me which weekend we're talking about?
Weekend.
What's the date?
Yes.
You know, the Woodstock weekend.
Yeah, so what is it?
That weekend in August where they're doing that.
That's
that
darn it.
Same dang
can't
weekend.
Can't believe it's the same weekend.
I mean, that's
yeah.
That could be a fun trip we could all take together.
That happens all the time. You want to do something and then something's already been planned.
Right.
You act like we haven't ever hung out or taken a trip together. We hung out with Mike Lee and we toured the country recently.
Well, yeah, but that was different because Mike was there to kind of be a buffer between us. But we did have some fun and we actually took some pictures there.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, here's some scenes from our... quick
oh, yeah.
vacation
we
that
took
we took
him down to the Alamo. Look at there.
At the Alamo in San Antonio. It was a beautiful sunset over the Alamo. It was, really enjoyed that with Mike.
Oh, wow.
And then,
oh, that's up in...
then we went to that place with the big cow.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was really fun.
That's a good... That's a great steak.
And amazingly, we had a very similar look in each of these places.
Well, I mean, we're...
Then we went to SeaWorld, which was
oh, nice.
Fun. Yeah. This is SeaWorld San Diego, not San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
And then
the weather was beautiful, was it not?
Then we went to Vegas.
Oh, and
Mike Lee
hung out on the strip.
Crazy.
Oh, he's nuts.
He is insane.
Yeah. Can he party?
Man, oh.
Fortunately, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and we can't talk about what Mike did there. So,
it's my understanding what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Follows you to the doctor's office.
Weird. That's weird.
They give you cream.
you can get in touch with us at 888-933-93 or at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Land of the Fleek tweets Snoop Dogg plus Martha Stewart equals Snartha.
Oh, that's good. That's a good celebrity couple.
Rolls
name.
Off the tongue. It does.
Snartha.
And are we led to believe that's still going on, their relationship?
No.
Or has it?
Stop it.
I can't believe that forever
be for
love would have ended.
Thing.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, once you find love, you don't want to.
Look
it,
at that
right?
cute couple, though. Look at them, man. They're in love.
Oh, yeah. You can see it. You can feel the chemistry.
I know you can feel it.
Just two muck and fudge tweets. Nobody knew what to expect from the staff.
Oh yeah,
at the women's weightlifting competition.
That was a line in that story.
Except everyone. From blah blah blah.
I love the blah blah blah.
Trans athletes are okay, but steroids aren't. What gives? That is a tremendous point.
Yep, that's exactly. I mean, that's that is the argument. Done.
Sure is. Sure is.
This world makes no sense whatsoever.
Oops, all berries. Tweets. The trans community won't accept a separate category for them, just like separate bathrooms aren't good enough. Yeah.
Well, that's probably true, yes.
Yeah, because that has been offered and rejected already. What if we set up a, you know, neutral?
We're not different.
Yeah, that we'd be uncomfortable in the neutral bathroom. Would you? Why? You're the only one in there. You're uncomfortable with yourself? What's going on?
Well, hold on a second. You said you'd be the only one in there. We just went over stats earlier. 83% of the country is transgender.
Well, the rest are...
It's going to be crowded.
They're waiting in line.
It's a crowded bathroom.
They must be able to participate in whatever category they want, or you're just a racist, bigot, homophobe.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we
that
are.
That about sums it up.
That is where we are.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Some bad news. I have to share about our president teaming together with Democrats again.
This president?
Yeah, this one. This one. Mm-hmm.
Donald True.
Yeah. Senate Democratic leader Chucky Schumer said that President Trump agreed to support a $2 trillion infrastructure spending package after meeting with him and other Democrats at the White House yesterday. Though the details aren't clear. The president, of course, has long sought to strike a big infrastructure deal, but he's weirdly faced some resistance from conservatives. Huh? Over concerns about the rising debt. What?
What? What about the... We're talking about infrastructure.
I know. The crumbling roads and bridges. Could you even get to work today? Well, no. Apparently somehow you eventually made it. But did you have to leave like last night to get here?
Yeah.
Because of all the collapsed bridges and crumbled roads?
We live in a little bit different area. I will say that, you know, there are some places around the country that do struggle with a little... You know, there are a few potholes.
Well, there's potholes, sure. There's always going to be potholes.
But I don't know that there's...
Fill them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, with that lady's breasts in London.
Yeah.
Right.
This is, you know, what happened to the last infrastructure crumbling bridges and roads thing?
They spent all the money on signs.
They
spent all the money on signs.
Did. You this time it's actually going to go to the work?
Well, I don't know that.
I don't either.
But
that was 10 years ago exactly.
Uh-huh. And now we're doing it again.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, as soon as they said they were spending this money, that's all I saw was signs. Nobody did anything.
Yeah.
It was just coming soon. This is the place of new road.
Oh. Okay.
And what bothers me about this is, you know, conservatives will side with him somehow. Even though we've never been for this kind of spending before. Mm. Crumbling roads and bridges, you get $2 trillion for infrastructure? When was that okay with
Republicans? Maybe that's his wheeling and dealing, though, right? He says, let's go two for $2 trillion. He knows he's not going to get that. So he's hoping to get, you know, maybe one.
Well, that's too much. That's too much.
And boy, Justin Amash had a great tweet yesterday after this. Nice to see Republicans and Democrat leaders come together to spend your children and your grandchildren's money.
That's
well said, Congressman Justin Amash.
That's true.
Libertarian.
It's true. 888-933-93. Let me tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. Maybe you're relocating and you need to both sell your home in one location and buy one in another. Or maybe you're just moving across town or upgrading or downsizing. Whatever the case may be, Real Estate Agents I Trust, this is a network that Glenn and Tanya created. And they did a lot of research to figure out what makes a great realtor because they wanted your experience with a realtor to be a good one. And so what they found out along the way was they need to have a really good track record, success in their past. And they can't just dabble in it. They have to be really committed. They can't be part-time or inexperienced agents. We don't have those in this network. Plus, they need to understand the market and how to price your home. There's so many things that go into that. You know, the curb appeal and... the landscaping and what the current colors are in the home, what they're supposed... Everybody wants white now. So I don't like that, but that's what they want. That's what the buyers apparently want, it seems. Anyway, they have to know all these things. And the thing is, they're all fans of the show, so you've got that in common with them from the get-go. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. We'll introduce you to the best agent in your area. realestateagentsitrust.com.
It's Pat Gray unleashed on the Blaze.
Welcome. 888-933-93. You're just talking about complaining a little bit about President Trump agreeing to this $2 trillion infrastructure thing. Here's Chucky Schumer talking about how they agreed. Or agreed on how it happened.
Which was very, very good. $2 trillion for infrastructure.
Yeah.
Originally, we had started a little lower. Even the president was eager to push it up to $2 trillion.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue, and we hope to go forward in a very nonpartisan way for the future.
These buffoons. It's we are so fortunate that these buffoons are blinded by hate. Because if they were just nice to Trump, I think he'd do a lot of what they want.
Yeah.
It does seem that way.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
What I was thinking that with the $2 trillion is that he, you know, he said, hey, let's just get it, let's make it $2
trillion. Yeah, make it $2 trillion. Make it $10
trillion. Right.
Make it $30 trillion.
Yeah. Right.
Mr. President.
Let's just do it right. Let's do it
let's
right.
Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
How about gold-plated roads,
okay.
Mr. President? That cost $100 trillion.
Yes. My father used to say it only costs a nickel more to go first class. So let's...
And I could just see him be like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's what you want. Let's do it. Okay, fine, whatever, you know. He might even, and I'm serious, I hate to be so cynical, but he might even give them pro-abortion judges if they came in there on the right day and schmoozed him enough.
I just, don't know. He would be a lot more open to the things Absolutely. They say if they were nice to him. He's demonstrated that time and time and time again. If you're not nice to him, he's coming for you. But if you're nice to him, you can agree on a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Shh. Let's keep that to ourselves. Don't tell the Democrats. But again, fortunately, these douches are just so blinded by their hatred for
him. They all are.
That they couldn't. They can't do it. They just can't do it. It's impossible for them.
The Trump derangement syndrome is real.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. You've got people that have been elected to office to represent their district. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're in office to bring down Trump.
Another example of just this blind hatred for him. There's a sports writer who tweeted Sunday that she, I can't even say what she said. She just yelled at a person with the audacity to wear an effing Make America Great Again hat in the middle of a jazz festival. And she got major ridicule for her declaration.
Good.
Which is fortunate. Yeah, because just because somebody's wearing a cap you don't like, you're going to start yelling at them about what a hater they are? No, it seems that you're missing out on the fact that you're the hater.
You seem to be that person.
They're just wearing a cap.
Yeah, but it was at a jazz festival, Pat.
I know.
I mean, a grocery store, maybe I can see. Okay, I'll tolerate that. But at a jazz festival?
You can't have a jazz fan support Where? Trump.
No.
You can't.
No.
Jeez. As of yesterday morning, her initial tweet garnered over 800 likes, but also 3,500 comments. A cursory glance at some of those comments. There's definitely a problem here. And it isn't the guy wearing a hat. Thank you. Imagine screaming at a stranger in public because of a hat and thinking they're the hateful
right.
one.
And that's where she's at, and that's where many people are at.
Well, that's where almost everybody on the left is at. That's where they are.
I mean, that is just...
That's where they are.
No kidding.
888-900-3393. Also, you know, D. Lemon on CNN.
D. Lemon.
Lost his mind. This guy hates Trump, too, so much. And anybody who defends Trump, anybody who works with Trump, anybody who's ever looked at Trump and hasn't shouted the F word at him, D. Lemon has a problem with that person.
Yes.
And he showed that in spades on CNN the other day. Here's what he said.
Well-meaning people. I mean, I don't know Don, but when I hear Don talk about the way he felt about Charlottesville and what the president said, it's diametrically opposed to what a lot of people, I would say myself included, watched happen. I mean, the president did condemn
delusional.
White supremacy.
Then you're delusional,
did condemn
then
those things.
You are delusional because that's not what a lot of people said.
I'm from Alabama, and so this is an argument that I feel like
you're
we have had for years and years.
That are hollow. If you, because the president said, we should come
together.
This is a day. Hold on, let me finish.
You insisted on talking over me, so I really don't know what you're saying.
If you stop talking, then we won't be talking over each other, and I will let you respond.
Well, you want to interrupt?
You were talking when
I come on your program. So give me a chance
to talk. The president's words don't matter. If I sit here in an office with a bunch of ladies...
That's not what I'm saying. Don, I literally just said that the president should step up and lead on issues of racial reconciliation. I literally just said that on
your show right now. You're talking about words and policies, okay? So if I sat here, this is what doesn't make sense.
You just said I said the president's words shouldn't matter. I didn't say that.
Let me get it out, and then you can respond.
Because what you're saying is not true.
I love this guy.
Okay, you're not listening. How do you know? You don't know what it's not. You don't know if it's not true if you don't hear me out.
Because you just said that I said the president's words don't matter, and I did not say that.
Okay,
you're saying
the president said something right, but his policies are better, so we shouldn't call him a racist, or that panelists shouldn't call him an anti-Semite, or shouldn't call him a white supremacist.
What? Wow. I don't know. I mean,
what?
It's just nobody's making any sense because of the sheer unadulterated hate. D. Lemon just, I mean, he just compromised the whole integrity of the show by talking over this guy.
He couldn't believe
for
that,
two minutes.
That they allowed someone to on his show to say something nice about Donald Trump. That's what he was pissed about.
Why'd you have the guy on then?
Right.
You
know, that's what he's.
You know what's going to happen, brother. Going up the country. I'm going up the country so I don't have to hear these buffoons. I'm going up the country. I'm going to have some peace real soon. 888-933-93. Just, man. And what happens when your society goes down the tube is being splashed out on news shows all over the world. You can see what happens if we don't get a grip on things like, I don't know, Venezuela.
Is anything going on there?
Yeah, a couple of things happening in Venezuela right now. Starvation.
We're talking about the country now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the South America. Venezuela.
Yeah. Okay. Looting. Civil war almost.
The oil-rich country, Venezuela. Yes. We're talking about that.
The country that used to be. The fourth richest country in the world.
Yep.
And not so much
second in the Western Hemisphere behind America.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Look at that.
So it's really starting to boil over now.
Yeah, it did not look good there yesterday.
It didn't look good at all, boy. Meanwhile, MSNBC...
We're talking about it yesterday.
Inadvertently made the case for the Second Amendment by talking about what's going on in Venezuela.
Hey, thank you.
Watch this.
Watch him make the
Daniel
case.
Kerry, you've spent a lot of time down there. I think it has been surprising to a lot of people in Washington, in the administration at least, that this is taking longer than they thought, despite the sanctions, despite the pressure. With the help of Russia and other outside forces, Maduro is hanging on.
Not only hanging on, but he appears to still control the military. You have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that is open to everybody. So if the military the guns, they have the power. And as long as Nicolas Maduro controls the military, he controls the country.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, so they confiscated the people's guns. Now all hell has broken loose in the country. And the military is the only body in the country with weaponry. So the citizens only have rocks to throw.
Yep.
And the military has guns. Mm-hmm. I wonder who's going to win.
They banned guns in that country in 2012.
Right.
That's amazing. And there you go. There's the best argument for the Second Amendment. Not hunting, not fishing, not even protecting your family in your home, but protecting yourself in the case of tyranny.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
that's what it's
I'm
for.
I'm pretty sure that's what those guys said about a well-regulated
those guys,
militia.
Were they white? Were they rich?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course they were white, but they were talking about wanting...
Powdered wigs. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you even bring them up, dude?
They're
irrelevant.
They just brought up something about having... weapons in case, you know, the government goes.
So after they banned guns.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, in Venezuela, only 37 weapons were handed over voluntarily. So then they just confiscated them with a 20-year prison sentence if you didn't conform. That's Venezuela.
Seriously, back in 2012? 37 people handed them in voluntarily?
37 weapons handed over voluntarily.
So they went door to door?
So then they went and confiscated them with the 20-year prison sentence.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, there's how you get things done, Democrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, AOC, there's your socialist paradise.
You done with AOC? Ugh. Yeah, you know me.
Done with AOC.
888-933-93. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock, and then we'll get right back into the madness, because I know you want more madness. We all do.
One, two, come on.
Maybe you don't want this kind of madness, though. Like this person wrote, an online bank sent us a late payment on a home equity line of credit they claimed we took out. They even had the documents that had our signatures on them, but we never signed it. We didn't sign anything. What a nightmare. We didn't have Home Title Lock then, but we do now. Now, once you get home title lock, you're going to have a virtual barrier around your online title and mortgage. And as soon as anybody tries to break through that barrier, you're alerted and they're stopped. It is great. Now, if you wait until after your title has been breached, it's probably going to cost you thousands of dollars and a lot of time and hassle to rectify the situation. Don't wait till it happens to you. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now. Get your home registered. When you do, they'll give you a free title scan and report to see if you've already been compromised. HomeTitleLock.com. You're going to want this. And if you have elderly parents who don't know anything about this, get it for them so that they're protected as well. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I love the story about Venezuela. I mean, that's what happens, right? And now, just 7 years down the road after the gun confiscation, they need their guns. They could really use them about now against a tyrannical government, and they don't have it available to them. In 2012, I doubt Venezuelans were thinking, you know what, if the government ever...
Well, maybe they were. I mean,
they should have been.
Very few people turned them in on their own.
They'd been under rule of a socialist for 12 years at that point. They sure as hell should have thought forward.
It'd be interesting to see how many people were jailed and or lost their lives when they were going door to door to pick up the weapons.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, people think, well, that can't happen in the United States because we've got the Constitution. Let me remind you about 2005 in a little place called New Orleans, Louisiana. And we've shown you that before. We've shown you where there was a report on the local news.
Just couldn't happen, though.
That they just took people's guns from them.
Seems like, though, that would be harder than... But you see that, and it's not.
I know.
You see that, and it's not. Just it just seems like, when you think about it, it's like, nah.
I think when you answer the door and there's a dozen guys armed with weapons drawn, I think that's a little bit of convincing.
You change your mind.
At that point, you're like,
it's like, okay, it can happen.
You say, I'll get my gun back? Okay.
No, I don't want it. Oh, hey, guys, come on in. Yeah. What's going on? Hey, it's all
right. That's exactly right.
It's crazy. 888-900-3393. Cheryl, in Texas, you're on the Blaze. Hi.
Good to talk to you guys this morning.
You as well.
But with all this talk about AOC and climate change, it caused me to think back to when I was a kid, and I'm talking like early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandfather had a huge garden, not because of some ecological reason, but because he thought that the food tasted better.
Yeah.
And we rode the bus, not because we were saving fuel, but because we couldn't afford a car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And LBJ was not honored in our home, but we never spoke about him or yelled at the TV or were allowed to say negative things.
You respected
him. Held an office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kids like David Hoag, or however you pronounce his name, were working on their Eagle Scout badges.
Mm-hmm.
So that they would know how to do something
in
life.
Dream world were you living
True.
In, man?
Yeah.
Well, I lived in New Hampshire. I went to a soda fountain every Friday with my grandmother that was integrated. And the big scandal was that the lady next door got divorced and was thinking about going. Now, here's the important part.
Okay.
Was thinking about going out to work.
Oh no!
Everyone in the neighborhood had an opinion about that.
I bet they did.
But you never voiced it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't polite.
Wow.
But you knew about it, so I mean, you voiced it in the kitchens. All by the. Let me tell you about Mary.
So what you're saying is things have changed a tad, just a little bit since the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The important people were Walter Cronkite and the guy who says. The rest of the story, and Milton Berle.
Yeah,
and,
it's good that that kind of stuff has changed, though. Really, I mean,
we've
information. I mean, I like being able to have all that information. I'm glad that we have not just Walter Cronkite telling me the news.
I don't think that's her overriding point, though, Joe.
I like that, though.
I'm not sure that that's the overriding point.
That's the point I'm taking.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Cheryl. The point is, it was a simpler time. It was a more innocent time. And it was a more polite time. And a time when we didn't hate each other. And, you know, I think that's her message, is that, you know, things were... You didn't disrespect the president of the United States like happens now. You didn't badmouth people in your neighborhood because of the things that you disagree with. But wow, has that changed?
Well, that's definitely. I mean,
holy cow!
Yeah, forget that.
I mean, it's an upside down world now. Yeah. You probably didn't call people douches on the radio either at that time.
No, you did not.
So yeah, we've come a long way.
We have come a long way.
We've come a long way, haven't we? Oh man! And we're gonna go.
And I've got planting food in the garden. Yeah, my grandpa had food garden too, but it's not. I'm not doing that.
Me neither. But my wife likes to do that kind of stuff, and it does taste better if you grow it in your own garden. It does taste better.
It does.
Yeah,
I tried so hard last year to grow food. It was a failure.
What were you trying to grow?
Or tomatoes, just a few of those.
You gotta stay on it, though. You gotta work hard at that.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember.
Here in Texas.
Like, my memory is scarred. Let's see. Because
my daughter grew cantaloupes, and they were great.
Oh, really?
They were great, man. They ended up really
good. Oh, it's hard
to
find great cantaloupes, too.
And, I mean, they really, but you gotta work at it.
I think I tried squash,
okra.
You
gotta make sure they're up off the ground, because if they're on the ground, then other animals come in and go, hey, cantaloupe, mine.
Well, where else? What do you do with them? They grow in the ground.
No, they grow. You put them up on racks, or you know.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sounds like effort.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's too much effort.
Walmart's closer.
You have to like water them and.
Yeah.
I swear. I swear. For as much water and time that I spent on the food last year, I could have bought 1,000 times more produce at Kroger. Seriously.
And that's where we all are. It's just not convenient anymore. But if you ever wanted to live off the grid, it's a good thing to know how to do. Grow food.
I know.
It does work.
I know.
888-933-93. We're gonna go even further if we elect one of these crazy Democrats
to
office. I keep saying this, but I really believe it. They can't be elected. We just can't let it happen. We have to turn out in droves in 2020. We can't allow Bernie Sanders, any of them. Did you see the latest polls and how this race has just exploded for Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Two different polls. One from CNN has him up 39-15 over Sanders.
Good.
39-15.
I was about to say, that's I don't huge. Get it. I don't know what the draw is of Joe Biden. Then I stopped myself for a second. I thought, oh, wait a minute. There's nobody good running in that party.
Right.
So you got to pick somebody.
And Elizabeth Warren is third at 8%. Biden's 31 points ahead of Elizabeth Warren. Even Pete Buttigieg, who everybody says is on fire. He's got this momentum. He is, to the tune of 7%.
On fire. I know he had lunch with Al Sharpton. The other day.
Right.
That was fun. That was fun to watch.
I know what you took from that. You took from the photo that Al Sharpton has nose hair.
Well, he had...
What?
Right?
What is happening?
That was your take.
MSNBC had Al Sharpton on. I guess he still does a show for them. Right? He still does a Sunday show or something on MSNBC.
Yes.
But they had him on one of the afternoon shows talking about his lunch with Pete. But the close-up of Al on MSNBC, dude...
Trim your nose hair.
Nose hair's got to go, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm not a dog. At least he has hair.
Killing me.
That's nasty. You know what you should do is grow your nose hair and then comb it over.
Can I just
or maybe just cut it out and
can
replant
I just have? Can I just have Reverend Al's nose hair?
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't know if he'll part with
kill
it.
Kill two birds with one stone.
He apparently likes it because he didn't do any trimming. So you got Buttigieg at 7%, but that's up from 1. He was at 1%.
See, he's on fire.
Yeah, he is on fire. Beto. Robert Francis O'Rourke, 6%, down from 13.
Ooh.
And then Kamala Harris at 5%.
Wow.
This is just a Biden race right now.
Yeah.
In another poll, he was further ahead. He was like, I think it was 39-12.
Wow.
And nobody else was in double digits.
Well, that's because we just recently learned another poll that Democrat women don't like women running for president, right?
That's pretty interesting.
That's bizarre.
But it is something I've seen in people sometimes. Democrat women skeptical of a female for 2020.
Isn't that something?
They may not be ready to support a female candidate. This isn't me saying this. This isn't my opinion. This is according to Democrat voters. According to reports, Democrat voters believe nominating a female candidate could be a risky strategy for the Democrats.
I can't believe you're saying this, Pat.
I'm not saying it.
I cannot believe
you're
saying
this. I'm just reading it from them. A poll from Pew Research found 76% of female voters believe women should do more to prove themselves before running. I'm glad they're saying that, not me.
Wow.
You'd be barbecued for this.
Oh, my. Yeah, done.
60% of voters believe in alleged gender discrimination, despite a record number of women being elected to Congress. Some also believe the Democrat Party is lacking a candidate able to compete with President Trump on a debate stage. Mm. Democrats have said the failure of Hillary may have affected voters' enthusiasm toward female candidates.
Interesting.
That's it. That is interesting, isn't it?
Ivan?
Is there a number of people can call?
Yep.
I mean, so right now the race is Biden's to lose.
Big time. Right. Now a lot can change in a year and a half. We still have a year and a half
to
go.
And we're less than 2 months away from the first Democratic debate.
Right. So, I mean, Joe sniffs one head and he's down in the polls, right?
I don't think he'll be sniffing any heads.
That's what I mean. But one.
Yeah.
I mean, he shows up in an ice cream parlor and does a sniff.
Yes.
He's down.
That's true. That is true.
Better keep his nose to himself.
Right.
But think of that. So even after the touchy-feely controversy, people apparently the Democrats really don't care. Yep. And I believe that from the beginning. They don't care about it. They don't really care.
Yep.
They just want to persecute people. So despite that, despite the Ukraine stuff and the China stuff.
Yep. Despite the fact he's white.
Despite the fact he's an old white
guy.
And
a man. That's amazing. Come on, Dems. Put your money where your mouth is.
And Obama won't endorse him.
And Obama won't endorse him.
I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. Joe asked President
Obama
asked
not to
endorse him.
Yeah, please. Hey, don't. I want it to be fair for the rest of the guys.
I want to win on merit. That's exactly what he said. I want to win on merit.
That is one of the greatest. I asked. I called him up and I said, hey, Barack.
Seriously.
I got a tough ask for you. Don't. A really tough ask.
I got a tough ask.
I'd like you not to endorse me, okay? Because
I don't want any argument either. Don't push back on me.
Don't push. No. It's not fair to Bernie. It's not fair to Elizabeth. It's not fair to Mayor Pete.
Wait, I
can't have it.
Who?
Mayor Pete.
Yeah, who?
No, Barack. So you know the guy, the gay guy from South Bend.
Yeah.
So, I know. Listen, don't and listen.
I know that's going to be tough for you to hear and tough not to do, but I'd appreciate it if you could
do me a favor. Talk to Michelle because I don't want her talking about me. Because you just have the
so
whole family.
Preposterous, isn't it? It's absolutely
not
ludicrous.
You know what it probably was? It was probably after Barack says I can't endorse you. He's probably, you know what? I don't want your endorsement anyway.
Yes.
So now he can go out and say, I told him I didn't want it.
Told him I didn't want it. 888-933-93. Use that number tomorrow. When we meet again for Pat Gray Unleashed.